The Minister of Trade and Industry designate Ekos Piogabra has denied describing appointees of the late President, Professor Arthur Mills, in 2009 as Team B in a write-up published in the Daily Graphic. In a vetting that lasted more than 7 hours, Mrs. Piogabra answered questions ranging from corruption, the economic challenges, and how to improve Ghana's trade policies. He said his concentration will be on ensuring that existing policies at the ministry are implemented to ensure that the business environment is congenial to attract investors. Answering a question on how to deal with corruption at the ports, Mr. Gabra called for automation of processes at the ports to deal with the canker. The nominee said this when he appeared before the Appointments Committee of Parliament yesterday.
There is a view there may be too many institutions or agencies, task forces and special groups all operating around the ports to the point where it's not clear who is responsible for what, and each person can expand their own network and try and extract something out of the system. There's also a view that the regime for tariffs, what levies importers must pay, may seem somewhat confusing to importers or the certain category of importers, maybe not to freight forwarders who are professionals in that field, because there are at least 10 different specific line items that one has to pay. Beyond the import duty itself, there's the VAT, there's NHIL, there's an export levy, there's two or three other things that importers have to pay, and which in many cases they try to negotiate with somebody to try to avoid paying. So wherever corruption has been discussed, it takes more than one person for corruption to occur. It means that there's a businessman or a trader that is willing to encourage the corruption, and there's a government official on the other hand, on the other side, who is also interested in benefiting from the corruption. And in some cases, they then also apply to various ministries for particular exemptions, whether it's agriculture ministry, health, it may be trade or finance, depending on the nature of the product and who can grant exemptions for those imports. So it's a hydra-headed problem, Mr. Chairman. And I certainly, as an incoming minister, if I get your blessing, be looking at the full range of challenges, the full range of issues, and what interventions are possible. Should there be a harmonization of some of the tariffs to make them easier? Should there be more publicity and more public awareness with posters around the ports for people to know this is what you're entitled to pay? Anything else is not what you're supposed to pay? Does it involve public education and sensitization of the importers themselves to encourage them to obey the law and to stop enticing public officials to change the rules in their favor? And is there room for discipline and punitive measures for those who find themselves on the wrong side of the law? I think all those aspects are worthy of further discussion.
Earlier, Mr. Piogabra explained that his Team B comment was just conveying the sentiments of the public to the government. Mr. Piogabra denied that he wrote the article because he was peeved as a result of he not being appointed as a minister.
Mr. Chairman, the relevant section of this article, which actually the heading was Honoring Nkrumah's Legacy, a Challenge for the NDC, says that the NDC has halls full of very qualified and experienced people, mostly in Ghana, some in the diaspora. So large segments of the public have been asking on radio stations why the government may have chosen to field some players from its Team B when many Team A players are available and able to play. So if one were reading this article carefully, you'll reach the conclusion that Ekos Piogabra has not said or written that all members of any particular government are Team A or Team B, nor has he indicated that any of the members of any particular government are Team A or Team B. So in this particular instance, the view was that I had heard on radio stations some other people referring to some ministers as Team B, and I was drawing the attention of my colleagues in the party to that affair. I was not saying that I myself felt that way. And unfortunately, by virtue of propaganda and political distortion, the impression has been created that this was my view, and it has been put into my mouth, even though, as you can see, this was never expressed.
Mr. Chairman, before the Honorable Attacha, I think the nominee read just a portion. Let's read the whole thing, and then maybe what is before you, and people listening to us can draw their own conclusion. Since you say that this came from your pen and not your mouth or mind,
it says that can the government really move quickly if it appoints people who may mean well but who lack the requisite qualifications, experience, and therefore confidence to take quick and correct decisions in their new positions? of the more than 70 experienced ministers and deputies from the Rawlings era, only two are in the current lineup of ministers and deputies.
This is the people's opinion, not your opinion.
I was reporting what I had heard people debating.
But opinions are formed by what we hear and learn.
And if you ask me what my opinion is, that would be a different question. I'm saying in this particular article,
Mr. Chairman, can we move on?
With Mr. Chairman, I was reporting what had been debated on radio stations and drawing the attention of my party and the government to what people were saying.
Honorable Eccles through Gabra, I hold a different view. That given your stature, you will not write anything that you believed in what you wrote, whether it's the opinion of others or not, because you would have rubbished it if you didn't have any respect to what they said. But the issue is that, can't you be accused of somebody who is peeved and that you were not appointed and others have been appointed? Is it not a situation of potatoes envying tomatoes?
As a matter of fact, just for the sake of the fact that I knew it had been distorted and many of my colleagues in government probably took it the wrong way, I've apologized on numerous platforms.
Minister of Trade and Industry designates Eccles Spiel Gabra.